millions of pages of paper scattering down the city streets the contents of lives. Like thousands of other New Yorkers, Michael Shulin wandered the streets the day after September 11th, wondering what he might do as smoke drifted through his Soho neighborhood.
I saw a poem that someone had written out by hand and posted down the street on one of the buildings. It was a poem from Aeschylus. It was the poem, in fact, that Bobby Kennedy had used to announce the death of Martin Luther King. And I remembered that I had in my loft an old photograph of the World Trade Center from about 10 or 15 years earlier, and I taped it up in the window of the vacant shop. And all that day, I watched people come by and stop to look at the picture, because the towers were now gone, and they would stop and look at the pictures.
Shulin had taped the poem and picture to the window of a vacant shop he owned on Prince Street. The simplicity of the picture, the visceral quality of people's response as they pressed close, seemed to bear out the words of the poem by Aeschylus, and even in our sleep, pain that cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart. When a photographer friend called Shulin, another idea was born. Solicit photographs made of the day, submitted by both expert and amateur photographers. Digitize and print the images on a simple inkjet printer and exhibit them anonymously, like clothes hanging on a clothesline. The Here is New York exhibit opened last year at the shop in Soho. It's now seen in a dozen American cities and around the world. It opened this past weekend at the Corcoran Gallery in Washington with thousands of images. One of the founding directors of the exhibit is Charles Traub, longtime photographer and teacher.
The idea was to really level everything to the same common denominator, to make everything of value, put no names on it, no histories behind the pictures, and to say this is a community of witness. This is everybody and everyone, professionals and amateurs, and the professional pictures change in content when you see them next to an amateur picture because they're unadulterated, if you will.
The multiple images have reached multitudes. With its website, this is quite possibly the largest exhibit ever arranged, 7,000 pictures and counting. The photographs filled the gallery at the Corcoran. Some of the first to visit were people who'd been at the Pentagon, just across the Potomac in Northern Virginia. There were Pentagon civilians and the emergency personnel who rescued them.
I'm in the middle of this one right here. I don't remember when that was taken. I was starting to remember if it was the first day or second day.
Justin Torelli and Justin Smith are with the Arlington County Fire Department, engines 106 and 108. They looked up at the photographs and saw themselves.
I don't remember having pictures taken. I remember seeing any cameras. And I know cameras are restricted in a lot of this area. And I'm like, that's why you don't see too many Pentagon photos up close. Whereas New York was, you see all these New York photos. I look at this, I'm like, who took that picture, you know? Which makes me wonder, was it a firefighter that took that picture? So it'd be interesting to find out.
A moment later, they did find out.
These were pictures that I took.
These are pictures you took.
These are pictures
I was just sitting here trying to figure out who would take these pictures.
Right.
The photographer was a history teacher at the nearby T.C. Williams High School, Joe Bishoda, who ran to the Pentagon after the plane hit.
And I just happen to have one I can gift to you right now.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
There you go. I've been looking for you.
Are you serious?
I was the guy. And if you can get me the names of these other two guys, I'll get them copies as well.
There is one individual tribute amid this sea of anonymous photographs. Charles Traub leads us to a picture which shows the towers collapsing, and beside it is another photograph of burned press tags, eyeglasses, and a crumpled camera.
These are photos by Bill Biggert, who was a freelance journalist photographer who died in 9/11, the only photographer that we know of, or at least professional. It is a horrific picture, and you know that he watched this probably completely unthinking it was going to kill him.
The work you're seeing here, he said, were of people who had jobs to do, people who made photographs.
They ran back in, they did their job professionally, whatever it was, if you were a fireman or policeman or EMS or a photographer, and ordinary citizens reacted to try to do something to be helpful. And I think photographers, frankly, serve that role a great deal. That we have this record is very important to our future.
The exhibit is called Here is New York. For another 2 days, it plays on the Ellipse in front of the White House. It's at sites all over the world and at the Corcoran Gallery in Washington until November 11th. For more about it, visit our website, npr.org.